Hello, my name is Allison, and I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from obsessive compulsive disorder, shame, and anger. Please pray with me. God, I thank you for this ministry and for the life change that is occurring. Thank you for showing me that my identity is in you and not the things of this world. I pray that tonight people won't see my imperfections, but rather your perfect grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I have your stereotypical Christian upbringing, and I'm sure you've all heard the story before. I was born to two amazing parents and was brought up in the church. I was always involved in Bible studies and church activities from a young age. When I was seven, my family and I met with our pastor, and I accepted Christ as my Savior. I understood that I was a sinner and that Christ's death on the cross covered the payment for my sins. Although I trusted Christ with my eternity, I would realize later that growing up, I trusted him with little else. On the outside, I looked like everybody else, but on the inside, I was far from normal. At a young age, I noticed that I was different, but I didn't know why. I had unnatural desires to do certain things that I couldn't explain. Some of my earliest memories of these thoughts go back to fourth grade, and what I would later come to understand were obsessive compulsions. Growing up, it was always expected that I should do well in school, and not going to college was never an option. From the beginning, I was obsessed with being perfect, and I felt that everything I did was to make me more qualified to get into college. My life consisted of constantly striving to do better and be involved in more activities. I set the standard at perfection, and anything below that was failure. But despite all my attempts to look perfect to everyone else, I was harboring a secret I couldn't explain. I later came to understand that these unwanted thoughts and desires to complete certain ritualistic actions were because I had what is known as obsessive compulsive disorder, or more commonly referred to as OCD. OCD is defined as a mental disorder in which people have unwanted and repeated thoughts, feelings, ideas, or behaviors that make them feel driven to do some action, such as cleaning, checking, and counting. And these obsessions and compulsions controlled my life. When I was with other people, I took great care to appear like I had it all together. But when I was by myself, it was a different story. My OCD manifests in persistent fear that my actions or inactions could bring harm to other people. My days can best be described as choreographed chaos, as I'm constantly checking and counting to try to lessen the obsessive thoughts going through my head and the anxiety that comes with them. My rituals consisted of checking locks multiple times until I was convinced they were really locked, fearing someone would break in and hurt my family and it would be my fault. Or I would feel the need to randomly look out my window just to make sure no one was hurt outside that needed my help. The hardest part of living with OCD is knowing just how illogical and ridiculous these thoughts and actions are, but being powerless to control them. I remember being in conversations when someone would use the term OCD flippantly to describe someone they thought was weird, having no idea I struggled with it. These just deepened my sense of shame and belief that no one would ever understand me. At its most basic level, OCD is a chronic mental illness, and those three words together went directly against my perfection image, so I vowed to never tell anyone. This set in motion a lifestyle of hiding and isolation over the next decade. I started down the path of manipulation, deception, and lies in an effort to hide this condition. All of my actions were calculated to ensure that people only saw the Allison that would be successful one day, not the one that was controlled by obsessive thoughts and compulsive actions. Nobody knew that Allison, and I was determined that nobody ever would. I thought that if I ignored it and didn't talk about it, it wouldn't have control over me. When I went to college, the striving for perfection while hiding my OCD continued. I made redirecting personal questions and staying on service-level topics and art form. Luckily, I joined a Christian sorority in college and was surrounded by Christian community. But there was a level of inauthenticity in these relationships that began to weigh me down. If someone didn't know I had OCD, then they knew nothing about me. I felt I couldn't relate to other people's problems and felt so misunderstood in mine. My senior year, I was an officer in that sorority, and that meant I had to give my testimony in front of the whole chapter. I knew I couldn't avoid talking about my OCD because it defined every part of my story. God was beginning to call me out of this isolation that I had lived in for so long, but I was fearful and stressed for weeks over preparing for it. Through God's strength alone, I stood before the chapter and admitted that I struggled with obsessive compulsive disorder. It felt good to talk about it openly for once, but that feeling was short-lived. After that night, ever brought up my OCD again, and I was too ashamed to. After all the effort and pain I had put into sharing it, it was like I had never shared it at all, and I was back to where I was before, hiding and in isolation. The silence that followed justified in my mind why I should never share this ugly part of my life, and it reinstated my belief that there was no possible positive outcome from sharing it. I placed responsibility on everybody else but myself and renewed my lifestyle of isolation, but this time a deep-rooted anger came with it. In 2012, I graduated and got a job in Dallas and started the next chapter of my life. Being successful in college didn't translate to being successful in a job. The 2 years that followed were some of the most painful and darkest of my entire life, as isolation, shame, and anger led me further away from pursuing God and straight towards my rock bottom. I felt I wasn't where I wanted to be and tried desperately to control my situation and relied only on my own strength. I was okay with contentment and passivity in my Christian walk until I wasn't. I was first introduced to Watermark when a friend invited me to The Porch, Watermark's single adults ministry. I went on and off and occasionally went to a Sunday service, but getting plugged into a church wasn't my top priority. On January 1st, 2014, I woke up on my friend's couch, hungover from celebrating the new year the night before. I realized that I was waking up on the exact same couch I did a year earlier, and an overwhelming sense of grief flooded my body as I realized what a complete waste the last year of my life had been. I hadn't moved forward at all. The hardest part of this realization was the fact that I had been completely useless to God, and I wasn't using the skills He gave me to serve His name. All the years of living in shame, isolation, and anger had caught up with me, and I was no longer fine living this way. Something had to change. I didn't know where to begin, so I just vowed to start reading my Bible every day, and I started hearing from God for the first time in quite a while. I began to learn what it looked like to trust God with my daily circumstances and not just my eternity. I started attending Watermark more regularly, and that is where I first heard about Regen. When a speaker would make a plug about the ministry, my heart would race, but I justified not going because of my misguided belief that no one understands OCD, so how much could it really help? I claimed that recovery programs were only for alcoholics and drug addicts and that I didn't need to go. However, I could only ignore God for so long. He was calling me out of darkness, and I knew I had to address my struggle with OCD and bring it to the light. I couldn't move forward until I did. In August of 2014, by God's grace alone, I begrudgingly and angrily walked into Regen for the first time. I was immediately put off by the smiling people at the door, as smiling about going to a recovery program was the last thing I felt like doing. I felt exposed and vulnerable and wanted to turn around and walk back into what I thought was the safety of hiding. I couldn't understand why people seemed happy to be here, as I had never lived in an environment of openness about my struggles. The chanting of the foundation verses didn't help my mood either. I remember walking up to the newcomers open group, seeing the stereotypical circle of chairs and having an out-of-body experience that I was actually in this situation. Being vulnerable and expressing feelings had always seemed like a weakness to me. When it was my turn to share why I was here, I looked down, my heart pounding, and I muddled out the words obsessive compulsive disorder. Shame flooded my body as those three words sounded so ugly and so foreign as I had only uttered them out loud a few times in my entire life. I had lived in such hiding for the majority of my life that bringing my OCD to the light was incredibly painful. Although I was mad and wanted to run, God continued to pursue me and I continued to attend. Most nights I shared very surface level church answers as I had conditioned myself to do so for so long. When I got placed in a closed group, confronting my OCD became far too real and I panicked. For the first three steps, the best I can say is that I showed up, but didn't contribute much more. I was so uncomfortable sharing, and I didn't understand how people could so freely. Thankfully, God placed me under the care of two solid leaders who pursued me and challenged me in my anger. God began to change my heart as I went through step four, inventory. This was the first time I had ever taken a full look at the effect sin had on my life. The thing that stood out to me the most was how full my resentment pages were. They were 6 pages deep, and I could have continued. This was the first time I had seen the absolute path of destruction my anger had caused in my life. I was basically angry at the world for not understanding what it meant to live with OCD, even though I'd never given anybody a chance to. I held on to every misplaced comment someone had ever said to me. But what I realized is that my anger was really directed at God. I didn't understand why I had to struggle with this illogical disorder day in and day out with little relief. In my mind, I had done everything right and followed all the rules, and I didn't deserve this. But what my inventory also showed me was just how much God had always been pursuing me, even when I thought he wasn't. I saw a journey of pain, but also a journey of purpose that I had to go on so God could mold me into who he needed me to be. I found peace in James 1, 2 through 4, which states, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Whether I like it or not, OCD is part of my story, and I was beginning to see it as less of a curse and somehow more of a blessing. After inventory, region became less of a chore to attend, and I found myself wanting to go and found relief in a safe place to share. Going through step 8, forgiveness, really began the healing process for me as I learned for the first time what biblical forgiveness looked like. I realized that the first step to me moving forward was for me to let go of my 6 pages of resentments to God and let go of my claims to justice. Once I let go of those, I had no excuses left to continue in this anger. I knew the main amends I needed to make was to my parents. They are the ones I had lied to for the longest about my OCD. I won't pretend that once you get to step 9, making amends is easy. It is far from it. I had to take off the mask I had been wearing for so long and begin to introduce people to the real me. Up until this point, I hadn't told a single person I was going through region for the last 9 months, except my mentor. On numerous occasions, I had outright lied to my parents about where I was going on a Monday night. I confessed to my parents about my struggle with OCD, and they were surprised as they never saw any signs of it. I took pride in the fact that I was so good at hiding it for so long, but what I was really taking credit for was that I had become an expert liar and deceiver. The longer I lived the lie with people, the harder it was to bring them into the truth. Around this time, one of my leaders asked me to think about leading a closed group after I finished the program. I laughed as I couldn't possibly think of one reason why she thought I'd make a good leader. But yet again, God continued after my heart, and 3 weeks after I had completed the program, I somehow found myself co-leading a closed group of 15 amazing women. It still feels surreal at times, considering how much I used to dread this entire program. But that change can only be credited to God's power of taking pain and giving it a purpose. Since going through region, my life has changed drastically. I no longer live ashamed of who I am and understand that God did not make a mistake when he created me. Perfection is God's standard, and by the grace of the cross, I never have to live up to it. I had been a Christian for most of my life, but only after going through region did I experience living in Christ's freedom for the first time. I thought living in isolation and hiding my condition kept me safe, but it did just the opposite. It left me vulnerable and exposed to the lies of the enemy, and I let them take root in my life for far too long. I have since joined a community group here at Watermark, and what a blessing that has been. My relationships with these girls are the most authentic friendships I have ever had. They are a constant source of encouragement and grace and keep me accountable when I slip back into old habits of isolation. I am truly experiencing what it means to live in relationships as God intended and realize what I have been missing for so long. I am still taking steps towards bringing more people into my struggle, and my journey is far from over. But God has called me out of my belief that no one understands me and he has brought people into my life who also struggle with OCD when I have shared my story. I never thought talking about OCD could bring me such joy when it used to take so much of it. I now have an indescribable peace moving forward as I allow people to see all of me. If you are sitting here tonight with a secret you vowed to take to the grave, I can tell you from personal experience that living in isolation isn't safe. It's sad. If you don't bring people into the story of your life, they begin to write you out of theirs, and you'll wake up one day and realize just how inauthentic your relationships are, and it takes a long time to mend them. Isolation is not the life God intended for you, because light and darkness have no place together. You can't live hiding in sin while trying to live in the light of God's grace at the same time. I won't stand up here tonight and tell you that confessing and bringing people into the depths of your struggle is easy, because it is far from it. That fact is not lost on me, and it's not lost on any of the leaders here. But I can also attest to the absolute freedom and relief that comes from confessing and God working through people to extend pure grace, love, and unexpected acceptance. That's one of the things I love most about God, is how he can take pain and use it to his glory. However, I don't stand before you tonight fixed from all my problems. I stand before you still broken, imperfect, and still struggling with OCD. I can't control the fact that I still struggle with OCD, but what I can control is how I will respond in light of that fact. I have to choose to believe all of who God says he is and not just the parts I want. If I praise him during good times, then I have to trust him during hard times. God did not take me through regions so I could get back to my life. He showed me his perfect nature and the life he intended me to live. He called me to a new life, living in the light of his grace. Because of that, I can now stand on this stage in front of everyone and say, I have obsessive compulsive disorder and I am no longer ashamed. So if this is your first time here, welcome. We are truly glad that you're here. And if I can encourage you with one thing tonight, it's to step out of hiding and to stand in the light. It's more painful to hide a sin than it is to expose it. I don't know what you're struggling with or if you feel that no one will understand what you're going through, or maybe you're also offended by the smiling people at the door. But what I do know is that God is moving through this place and changing lives, and he can do a lot with a willing and surrendered heart. I walked in here for the first time, angry, hating the program. A year and a half later, I'm standing before you tonight, a changed person through Christ. And if I can let you in on a little secret, that is why the people are smiling at the door, welcoming you to Region. It took me a while to figure it out, but they're not smiling because they like their struggles. They're smiling because they found freedom from them. And that is something to smile about. Thank you for letting me share.